5:25 South African time on this beautiful, cold Wednesday morning, Yawm al-Arbi'a. Yes, it's the 3rd of Dhul-Qa'dah, 1444. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And I want to welcome our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad, Hazrat Maulana Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Hafidhahullah. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Wednesday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fikum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussein. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 3rd of Dhul-Qa'dah 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, today we focus on Surah Ash-Shu'ara, chapter number 26, the poets, and verses 116 to verse 122. We're speaking about and discussing the story of Noah and the Ark, Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu salam. He lived according to the Quran Sharif in their, amongst their people for فَلَبِثَ فِيهِمْ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ إِلَّا خَمْسِينَ آمًا for 950 years. Inviting his people, but 99% of them arrogant, proud and ignorant. So now when he invites them, this is their response. Chapter 26, verse 116. قَالُوا they, majority, you see democracy. So majority of them said, لَإِن لَمْ تَنْتَهِ if you do not stop at all these activities of yours, da'wat and tabligh, inviting towards Islam and propagating the message of Almighty Allah, يَا نُوح, O Noah, لَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمَرْجُومِينَ then definitely, surely, you will be stoned to death, rajam. You will be stoned to death. This is always the way of the batil, the falsehood. You see, today, when they can't get their way, then political sanctions, economic sanctions, and they will ban certain people and so forth. That is always the way of the batil and the falsehood. They can't face the truth. All now a Nabi, a messenger of Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala, cries to Allah, رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِي كَذَّبُونَ verily my people have belied me, denied me, rejected me, O Almighty Allah. Now the dua, whenever you're oppressed, read this dua. Chapter 26 and verse number 118. فَفْتَحْ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَهُمْ فَتْحًا Ya Allah, you grant me, between me and them, a decisive verdict, Ya Allah, that you give it and make it clear to everybody who is on haq, or who's on truth, and who's on falsehood. وَنَجِّنِي وَمَنْ مَعِيَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ and save me, rescue me, deliver me, and whosoever follows me. وَمَا آمَنَ مَأَوْ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ after 950 years, only 82 people approximately accepted him. وَمَنْ مَعِيَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ Ya Allah, you save us, you deliver us, protect us, Ya Allah. Write this dua down, memorize it, chapter 54 and verse number 10. Chapter 54, verse 10. فَدَعَى رَبَّهُ And he cried to Allah. He petitioned Almighty Allah. أَنِّي مَغْلُوبٌ فَانْتَصِرْ Ya Allah, I'm overwhelmed. I'm overpowered. 99% of the public have turned against me. You defend me. You assist me. You help me. And at that juncture, then everything started. The deluge, the flood, the tufan and everything. فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُ وَمَمَّأَهُ فِي الْفُلْكِ الْمَشْحُونَ Hence, you see the fa there? There's a wisdom in that. Fa, fa ta'aqib, consequently. Thereafter, subsequently, أَنْجَيْنَاهُ فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُ Hence, we rescued him, we saved him. Nobody could save him. Only Almighty Allah, therefore Almighty Allah uses the royal pronoun to stamp His majesty, authority and sovereignty. وَمَنْ مَعَهُ And the true believers, not the fence-sitters, the true believers. فِي الْفُلْكِ الْمَشْحُونَ In that boat, in that safina, Quran calls it, and which was packed to capacity. Almighty Allah states regarding that boat and regarding that ark and Nabi Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam that ayatul lil alameen, this is a sign for humanity and posterity. فَأَخَذَهُمُ الطُّوفَانُ وَهُمْ ظَالِمُونَ Remember, the floods came and it surrounded them. They drowned in it, the wrongdoers and oppressors and tenpot dictators. فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُ وَأَصْحَابَ السَّفِينَةِ Hence we rescued him and the companions of the ark of the boat. وَجَعَلْنَاهَا آيَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ And we made it a symbol and a sign for the people of the world. All the generations and nations. Surah chapter 29, verses 14 and 15. What happens to the opposition? ثُمَّ أَغْرَقْنَا بَعْدُ الْبَاقِينَ Thereafter, then those in the future, those who were left behind, Allah Ta'ala drowned a whole lot of them. Whether it is his wife, whether it is, you must remember, his son, all of them. Because they were disbelievers, all dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire. There is no such a thing that you are a son of a prophet and messenger, or the wife or uncle and father, or whatever. All these examples in the Quran, and Allah will dispatch you to Jahannam and the hellfire. Everything is based on Iman and Islam. If you have true Iman, faith, conviction, Islam, and you live with it, you pass away with it, you are successful. You go to any other ism and you are sane and mature, then dispatch to the hellfire. So that is the justice system of Almighty Allah. Inna fi dhalika la ayah. In that there are lessons and signs for humanity. وَمَا كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ And majority of the people, they will not believe. Today you see 1 billion Muslim, 7 billion non-Muslim. وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ And verily your sustainer, nourisher, is very, very powerful and very, very merciful. Let us take you around the world, nationally, locally, internationally, globally, with news, views and interviews. I want every one of you, Muslim, and I want every one of you, Jutla, who has some justice in him, and every human being who has some conscience and some, remember, justice within him, to make this note. There's a book out, and it's called Palestinian Laboratory. The title is called Palestinian Laboratory. And the person who wrote it, Allah give him Hidayat Iman, Anthony Lewinstein, maybe I'm not pronouncing it. But if you just write Palestinian Laboratory in the Google, so you will find all the details. He says, why does Israel, obviously all this, adjectives I use. Why does Israel, the haramis, the real terrorists, the children of Hitler, and the apartheid regime, every 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, attack Gaza? It suits them fine, because they're testing their latest arms and ammunition, and then they sell it to the richest countries, and it's put there also as a sign, tried and tested. Can you imagine? So these are people who are subhuman, you must remember. Therefore, Almighty Allah cursed them in the Quran Sharif. They're not the chosen people. They are a cursed people. Remember that. And the most disgraced people forever. And Allah will punish them till the day of justice. Chapter 7, verse 167. So the book's name, Palestinian Laboratory. They just use this as a testing ground. Murder children, murder women, murder civilians, all that. That is these haramis. And you want to come tell me about their democracy? Let Allah decimate, annihilate and destroy them. See how humiliated they are. Now they play the soccer match there in Argentina. I've been to Argentina 5-6 times. I saw some jutlas haramis there also. Israel loses in a soccer match, football match, you must remember, against Colombia. Now these Colombian fans, when they came for the soccer match, they came with Palestinian flags. So now Israel lost the game. Again, they humiliated. Now they can't see just the Palestinian flag. So then the police came and took the people out, the Colombian fans. But the whole of South America, almost, you can say, maybe one, two countries are exempted. But they're all supporters and all with Palestine. More countries support Palestine than supporting Israel. And you must be an idiot to think otherwise. You must remember that. So imagine they just fear the Palestinian flag so much. Can you believe it? And then they speak about freedom of expression and freedom of speech and so forth. Turkey intelligence uncovers Israeli spies. Well done, Erdogan, and your intelligence. And I told you yesterday, remember that, that third party that they will be endorsing Erdogan, and that guy's name is Erdogan, the third party, his name is Siman Ugan. So his party is supporting, endorsing Erdogan. So inshallah, bifadlillahi wa rahmatihi, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, he will win the elections this Sunday, inshallah. The jutlas, you must remember, this is Israelis. This is from Haaretz newspaper. The jutlas, the haramis, are blaming Bibi and his cabinet, the right-wing terrorist government, for prices soaring beyond their ability. You know how expensive it is. Inflation is a big problem for them, and basic things have gone so expensive. India, Pakistan, India, Modi ji, the butcher of Gujarat, Prime Minister, where is he gone? He's gone to Australia. What's he doing in Australia? So remember that he and China got big problems. China is not coming to the G20 conference as well. They're in Kashmir, Saudi Arabia, Turkey also not going. So now he goes to Australia. We must contain China. China is becoming too assertive and too powerful. And Australia, you know, they can finish them up in 1 week. So now Israel, then you got Australia and you got India, you must remember, mending ties and establishing entrenching ties so that the containment of China can take place. Can you imagine that? You pastor, you Christians, you Catholics, you Protestant, Lutherans, Anglicans, what you tell me about this story? In Illinois, there in America, a case has opened of pedophilia. There were more than 450 clergy, and they abused children from 1950 till now. Thousands of them, and they're busy with their homosexuality. The monk also might be busy somewhere. When the monk and the nun are alone, then he's busy with his monkey business. Do you come and tell me these are people? They must be hanged in public. You must remember that. Therefore, Christianity is a dead religion. All these popes, whether it was Pope Benedict, I think he embraced Islam. Therefore, they made him resign. Or whether it's Francis, they have to go country to country and apologize that our priests cannot look after their own rifles. Can you believe these things here? So this is in the church. You must remember this. You know why? Because the Catholic Church has what they call celibacy. You can't get married. So that's unnatural. Every prophet, every messenger came, he got married. Even Jesus, when he comes back, he'll get married. He'll have two sons. Only Yahya, John the Baptist, alayhi salatu salam, didn't get married. So Islam teaches the natural way. You must remember that. It's a shame and disgrace for the Christian church, remember, throughout the world. Russia accuses the G7 countries of hypocrisy. We endorse that statement. France, you see, Macron, big trouble for him. They ban short flights. They say too much, all this money is costing us. All of you must take the train or the bus when you travel. When the short flights are 2 hours, 2.5 hours or less, no more short flights in France. Can you believe that? Jazeera journalists, two of them held by the Egyptian authorities, and they called it pre-detention trial. You must remember that's another Murtad traitor there in Egypt, and he is another Pharaoh, and he got the same Israeli mentality. You can keep people in jail, detention without trial. Two journalists of Jazeera are there. That Kenya cult, where that guy, another Christian, Metcap, Andy Cap's brother. So you must remember, he told the people, you must starve to death. They're still finding bodies there in Kenya. Can you believe me? Malini or Malindi. So that is what you must remember that. Now, yeah, Russia and Ukraine. Russia finished the whole Bakhmut up, took half of Ukraine and so forth. They don't know what to do. So now the one group of this Ukrainians, with the help of America, now they're making incursions into Russia. So America, first of all, crying like a small baby. No, 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 no. We don't encourage that, and we told them not to do that. Because they know if they want the Third World War, Putin is ready and will put America in such a situation, they will never ever forget, remember that. So make dua, things, you know, sanity prevails. Sudan, I told you what Saudi Arabia and America must become dust. They came big fanfare and that we're going to have a truce and we're going to have a peace treaty and all that for 1 week there in Sudan. It never even lasted 1 hour, 2 hours. The fighting is on again. So now see the haramis, the Saudis and the Israelis. Now they want to make a pact. What is the pact? So it will be win-win situation. Israel tells them, okay, you invite 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 Hajis, pilgrims from Palestine, but they will fly from Israel direct to Jeddah. So the Saudis will get the credit, they invited Palestinians. Israel will get the credit, they allowed, you must remember, the Palestinians to fly directly. Do you know, this apartheid was never seen in South Africa. That Palestinians cannot fly from Ben Gurion Airport. They have to go to Jordan and then they can make international journeys and so forth. Now they want to show the world, because the world is seeing their true colors. They are the biggest terrorists, occupiers, and they steal every day some land, or every day they murder or they injure or they detain and incarcerate, imprison Palestinians. Now they know on the international front they are so disgraced and humiliated. Now they need some, you know, public, yes, and sympathy. No, see, we're allowing the Palestinians to go for pilgrimage. Saudi Arabia, same thing. 100% tinpot dictator, no human rights or anything there. Speak one word against the government and see what will happen to you. The Imam of the Haram, Sheikh Salih Ali Talib, said, don't go to the Haram Sanamas. They put the Imam, the leader of the prayer there in Mecca, for 10 years they put him in jail. So these are not fairy tales, all documented, remember that. Now let us come to our beloved country, South Africa. Now listen to this here. South Africa, this is now the ANC secretary. Lot of secretaries are in trouble, you know. So you must remember that South Africa secretary, right, this ANC is a secretary, Fikile. So Fikile in an interview says on international media, South Africa could become, you must remember, a failed state. Fikile, become a failed state? Isn't it a failed state already? Mm. You can't give electricity, you can't give water, you can't give basic services. Why? Because of you and your government's corruption for the past 30 years. A shame on each one of y'all. You're a disgrace to South Africa and to the liberation struggle. And you can quote me anywhere. Guys here in Midrand, they stay in top places. Waterfall. And maybe my pronunciation is not 100%, but anyway, the story goes like this. Waterfall, Munyaka. The guys are paying minimum 15,000 rand rental per month for one, you know, flat and one house, and you know, small houses, whatever. It's supposed to be an elite area. No power for 4 days. No power for 4 days. Is this your South Africa? Is this your struggle? Is this how you treat people? You treat us worse than cattle, man. Please, man. So you're a disgrace to humanity. You must remember that. So you stole so much. Therefore, they changed that house name. They're no more Lutuli house. It's looting house. You understand? So they loot, loot, loot every day and blame somebody else. Every one of you should be fired because you stole so much. You must remember that. A disgrace it is. Inshallah, today between 8:30 and 9 will be Moana Musa Akudi with Moa Zahid. And 11 to 12 will be Bliss of Marriage. And 1 to 2, inshallah, will be the Tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. Inshallah, Aziz.
Ustad, brother Eric wants to know, is it true that Boris Johnson is Turkish, Ustad?
Yes, 100%. His great-great-grandfather was not only Turkish, my brother Eric. He was a Hafiz of the Noble Quran. He was a person who memorized the entire Quran, the Noble Quran. 6,236 verses, 114 chapters. But you see, the West has a policy. They want you must assimilate. They want you must go to that country and forget everything. You must go into wine, dine, and swine. So that's what Boris is. Bojo is busy with. He impregnated 5 ladies that I know of. And maybe another 50 he had affairs with them. You know, for them is nothing. And while it was covered and locked down, he was busy with his party and all that. Therefore, they kicked him out, and then they brought Truss. Truss came with a funny policy and all that. So she, nobody trusted her. They kicked her out. Then they said, these whiteys are not good. Let's bring in an Indian. So they brought to Richie Rich. But now Richie Rich is growing. He's 100% supporting America. He's like, oh, Blair. Blair was the poodle of Bush. So he, Richie Rich, has become the poodle of Biden, you know. And nevertheless, now they are going. But you see the people in the street? They can't afford basic things, tomatoes, potatoes, all that. How? They got food banks there. Can you believe that? That people must come and take food there. That is your Richie Rich Britain. So you on, because why? You want to colonize everybody. Now you are getting a good threshing, you must remember that. So that is the story, Eric. Allah ki lati be awaze. When the stick of Allah hits, it does not make a noise, Eric. Always remember that. Tell that to your brother Derek also.
Subhanallah. Ustad, Australia, I want to know if zakat can be used to pay for someone who has not performed hajj. Are there conditions for this, Ustad?
Remember that the 2-3 part question. Question number one is, can you pay zakat on behalf of somebody else? I want to pay zakat on behalf of my son, my daughter. So yes, it's permissible, but you must inform that person or you take permission from that person. And then the zakat must be given to poor Muslims only. Chapter number 9, verse 60, Almighty Allah mentions 8 different categories of people who are entitled to receive zakat. 1. 2. If you mean ABC person has not performed Hajj and pilgrimage, you want to give him South African currency, you want to give him, for example, or her 100, 200, 300,000 rand so that he and she and the couple can go for Hajj, $10,000, $20,000, so that your zakat is paid and they can perform Hajj and no strings must be attached. So that will be permissible. There's no problem in that, provided that that person is poor and needy. So you can give them 5,000. 10,000 your Australian dollars or American dollars and so forth, and you send that person for Hajj. But you, the person who's paying zakat, you can't dictate the terms. You must stay so many days in Medina, so many days in Makkah. You can make suggestions, but not conditions. So always remember that.
I've got Barbara. She says, morning AK, is Ukraine at fault for the Russian invasion, Ustad?
Everyone is at fault. You must remember that Putin warned them 10 years ago, don't allow Ukraine to become a member of NATO. Don't try and use Ukraine as a launching pad. Don't come and arm them and so forth. But they would not listen. Biden wouldn't listen. And Trump, he had good ties with Putin, so he wouldn't do foolish things like this. They were overconfident. You know, Barbara and your husband, you all went to America because you said South Africa is good for nothing. After a few months, you came back. You say South Africa is very good because nothing works properly here, you see? So what happened is, Barbara, now you guys come in and then you say that we want to finish Putin up. But everything is boomeranging. Do you know, Barbara, that the lowest inflation of any country in Europe is that in Russia? Everybody is suffering from inflation. America's foolish Prime Minister, President of Biden, Sleepy Joe, and these people, the Europeans, are following him, and all of them are getting bankrupt. You see now, by end of May, beginning of June, if they don't increase the ceiling, the debt ceiling, American government offices all have to close. So it is taking a toll on their finances and on their, you must remember, politicians and everybody else. So therefore, and I teach you something else which you don't know, Barbara. You see, Trump, they fear him so much. So deliberately, they kept his trial for next year, March. Why? They will drag it. And when it comes to the elections, his name will be tainted and so forth. I'm no fan of Trump, remember that. He is busy with so many women and all that, Stormy and Allah alone knows so many others. So, but I want to show you the foolishness of your people, the American politicians. You support the haramis, the real terrorists in the world. Remember Israel. When the whole world sees that they are the ones who are murdering innocent people, you, America, use your veto. So that's why you are also classified as terrorists and people who don't know what is true justice. But the time is coming now. Therefore, we support Putin and tell that husband of yours, he must listen properly. We support Putin for this reason. He's giving America a good bloody nose. Remember that. They fear him because he has the greatest amount of nuclear and with his submarines and all that. He can take them all on and he can go for broke. He's prepared to do that because he won't forget what you did to the USSR. He has a hidden agenda. How you broke USSR, he wants to go for broke and says, I want this 50 states to break in America. So well done, Putin. You go for it. We're making dua. You become Muslim before you die.
Ameen. I see Barbara says that Greg is saying, we can't go into a debate about this. AK,
Ustaz. You can't go into no debate. You can't even stay in America. You talk too much. South Africa is third world country. We want to go America. After 6 months, you come back. For what you came back? I'm asking you, leave all the debate.
Come. Listen to this one, Ustad. It's exactly now 8 minutes to 6 o'clock. Breaking news. Assalamu alaikum, dear Mufti and Mulana Arafat. Kindly help us with Shahada of 4 brothers who were of Chembe religion and they want to be Muslims. We are ready. Their names are Sibonile, Sifusiso, Matakozizi, and Akinsisio. There's 4 names, Ustad, from Brother Ibrahim Anderson. Kindly choose Islamic names for them. Over to you, Ustad.
MashaAllah, my brother Ibrahim Anderson. One brother asked me yesterday, what is the secret of Ibrahim Anderson bringing these people into Islam? I said it is his commitment to Islam, his sincerity, and he knows the Bible better than the pastors know the Bible. So anything they say, he says, look at this. This is what your Bible states, you see. Allah selects whoever he wants. So come you now, brother Ibrahim Anderson. Very easy name for you and for them. First one, Abu Bakr. Second one, Umar. Third one, Usman. Fourth one, Ali. So the names are sorted out, right? So you 4 brothers, mashallah, we salute you. If you were there, we should kiss your hands. Ameen. You're embracing Islam today, mashallah, on the 3rd of Zulqadah. So read after me. Ashahadu. Ashahadu. Allah. Allah. Ilaha. Ilaha. Illallahu. Illallahu wa ashahadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. So now you are Muslim, Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman, Ali. Now I will read the translation for you, and then you must know we're going to make dua for you that Allah Ta'ala keep all of us steadfast on Islam and Iman, and we die with this faith of Iman and Islam. So what is the translation? You read it and you pronounce it loudly also. I bear witness that truly there is none worthy of worship but Almighty Allah. We worship Allah alone, nobody else, nothing else. Next one, now we translate. And I also bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. We say sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but you say peace be upon him. Was, is, will always be the last and the final Prophet and Messenger of Almighty Allah. The last Prophet and Messenger of Almighty Allah. So Abu Bakr, Umar, Usman, Ali, Quran Sharif teaches you and teaches us. You, my brother Ibrahim Anderson, make note of this. The chapter 8, verse 38. قُلْ لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِيَّنْتَهُ يُغْفَلْ لَهُمْ مَا قَدْ سَلَفْ. When people embrace Islam sincerely, they dedicate it, their sins of the past are all forgiven, inshallah. And remember, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam elaborated hadith is sahih, authentic hadith in Mishkat Musnad Ahmad. Innal Islama yahdimu ma kana qabla. Islam expunges and removes the vices and sins of the past. Barakallahu fiqh. So we make a quick dua. Allahumma thabbitna lal iman, wa amitna lal iman, wa shurna yawm al qiyamati mal iman. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahma innaka antal wahhab. توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالشهداء والصالحين غير خزايا ولا نداما ولا مفتونين يا رب العالمين برحمتك يا رحم الراحمين. This is all the grace, the mercy of Allah. Is not our intelligence, is not that we are pious, nay, we are ordinary people and sinners. It is the barakah, blessing of the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Always cry, beg Allah, Allahumma ij'alna hadi مهديين موفقين مقبولين يا رب العالمين. اللهم اهدنا واهدي بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. يا الله, make us a means for millions and thousands of people to embrace Islam. Take the people out from the darknesses in which they are groping in and bring them to the nur and radiance and effulgence of Islam. South Africa doesn't have power and energy. Islam has the power and it has the nur and radiance, and we will take the message to all four parts of the globe with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. My brother Junaid Mutta, we want this clip separately, inshallah, and we will send it out. Mauna Arafat will send it out, inshallah. So inshallah, that I told you that Mawana Musa Akudi will be doing the interview with Mawana Zahid, and inshallah 6 o'clock is the news, and thereafter the Fajr Adhan, and thereafter Mawana Khalid. We still got 1-2 questions, inshallah we'll take those questions now, inshallah.
Somebody says, Ustad, I have a question, a revert. Have to make haqiqa, Ustad.
So remember that haqiqa, not haqiqa. Many times people pronounce it incorrectly. They write with the H. It's wrong that. Haqiqa, with the Ayn, with the A. A-Q-E-E-Q-A. Haqiqa. So haqiqa, according to Imam Shafi, Imam Ahmad and them, la haqiqata ba'd al-bulugh. Once the person has obtained the age of puberty, maturity, then there's no haqiqa. Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, states, you make haqiqa even when you are 50 years old, 30 years old. So all that is permissible, and you can't do haqiqa after a person has passed away. So we will encourage these brothers, if they have the means, they can do it. And if they don't do it, there's no sin upon them. And I told you, the Shafis and them say, there is no haqiqa after a person has, you must remember, become a major, has become baligh, and has become mature.
Somebody wants to know, Ustad, is India changing?
is changing for the worse. You must remember that with BJP and the butcher of Gujarat, that is Modi, and his RSS behind them. You can see what they are doing to the Muslims. You can see how many mosques and masajid they're demolishing. You can see how they're expunging the names of the Muslims who contributed towards the independence of India, 700 years rule, and more than that also if you study properly. So all that they want to remove. So what changing? So changing for the worse. So you must remember this. Everywhere in the world you will find double standards, that as long as they can make, see, if Pakistan want to cut deals with Russia, big objection, you must remember, from America, Europe. But is this Modi, India, they have increased their business with Russia 100-fold almost. So, and if you look around, the oil and everything else, and nobody can tell them anything because everybody needs the IT and so forth. So everywhere, there's no justice. It is just a case of, you must remember, expediency. So we leave it there, inshallah, Aziz. Now we have Suleiman Isop rendering the news, and thereafter the Adhan, and thereafter Mo Khalid and Mo Zaid will be on at 7 o'clock. Today is Wednesday. Make special dua and supplicate to Allah for us, we are sinners, and for our brother Ibrahim Anderson. He carries on with his soyoman service to humanity, and he's the roving ambassador of Merkaz Sahaba, Ansar, and everybody else. And remember that he goes and bring more people into Islam. What you say, Pastor? I'm still waiting for your letter from the lawyer. So your senior counsel and Queen's counsel, what you saying, Pastor? So you must go check the pedophilia out, my brother. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.